It's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie.
And you're listening
Girl
to
Talk.
Wait, hold on.
Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right line.
Oh my god, guys. Can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. My name is Ju.
I'm Lucy.
And I'm Sophie. But I'm okay. Fun fact, guys, I'm rebranding back to Sophia, so I'm gonna start saying Sophia.
What?
Why? Wait,
when did this happen, and why?
Okay, one day...
We saw you last week, and suddenly you're rebranding.
Yes. Why?
Why?
No, I changed my Facebook name back to Sophia. I don't know, wala lang. Like, new senior year. I mean, new year, new me, new school year. So, Sophia it is. Everyone's
but
so
I can totally
annoyed.
Relate.
Right?
I mean, I've always known you as Sophie, that's why, but Sophia.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, okay, back then, wait, sorry, let's just go back to what our episode is about today. We have no plan in mind.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're just gonna talk about girl stuff because, okay, quanta time. I was with my friends, like a mixed group of girls and boys. And I noticed that the boys would not talk about anything substantial while girls had so many opinions. So we're just going to talk about anything under the sun today. No offense to any of the guys, but like, they just prefer to vibe and chill to music. Like, you know, whatever. Very us girls, weird. We can talk about anything. Like, the transitions are so
weird.
We
like to have
so.
Enlightening and intellectual conversations.
Wow.
So, yes. Anyways. Yeah, I'm rebranding back to Sophia. Please.
No, but I've kind of had, like, the same thing because all in, like, throughout my high school life, I've always been known as Lucy. And before that, I've always been known as Sophia. And I've never liked Lucy, I'm sorry, to all the people. If you know me as Lucy, then fine, but to everyone else,
fine.
I mean, from now on, it's back to Lucia.
Pinili,
okay.
So
I think, Ju, you should go back to Julia.
No, okay, wait, I have a different reason for my rebranding in high school.
Oh, yes.
Okay, for the people listening, my full name is Julia, and I only became Ju in, like, second year high school. And that's only because it takes so much to get people to spell it correctly. So I was like, okay, let's just reduce it to like 3 letters. That's the reason, yeah. Okay? Sorry, it's not as easy to spell as your Sophia and Lucia. Oh my gosh, wait. There's a dancer named, right? Sophia Lucia, right?
Lucia? Yeah, Sophia Lucia. Yeah,
Lucia.
I remember her.
There. Yeah. Wala lang.
But I was shocked because you were showing me like your CVs and your notion, and I was really shocked because you also take Ju as like your name now for like work and everything professional
yeah,
as well.
That's my byline. Yep.
My mom also said she's like you're the IA girls because we all end with IA.
Oh yeah.
But isn't there like some saying girls with names ending in IA are hot? Right.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like. Yeah, the girls that ended A. Yeah. That's so true.
Okay, yep. So we're the IA girls. I read it versus LA girls. I was like, what the hell are LA?
She said, LA!
I was like, ah.
Wait, I'm curious, Lucy. Lucia. How did, like, Lucy come about?
It was so funny because in grade 8, when I entered the new, or, you know, school, Lucia, and then I decided to join Pep Squad, first day of summer training. The coach was like, ano pangalan mo? Sabi ko, Lucia. Sabi niya, ay, masyado mahaba. Lucy ka na lang. And that's how it
worked. Mahaba?
He literally,
just, he was like, picking out people from the line, and he was like, ikaw. He dragged me out. Ano pangalan mo? Sabi ko, Lucia. Masyado mahaba. It was so funny. And then everyone just talked to Lucy afterwards. It was so funny. But
yeah,
everyone also before knew me as Lucia Rocky Basti Space and Space Lazarus.
Wait.
Iconic.
Wait, you have to explain
iconic.
Why.
Guys,
explain.
I had that name until end of beginning of senior year. So, guys, my Facebook, my mom wasn't really, you know, open to the idea of social media at that time. So I was 8 years old, and we made Facebook as a joint account, including my brothers, and me and my mom would supervise it. And it's ever since then we've all shared it. So I have like group chats of my brother's classmates or their group works and also mine. And it became a thing until senior year of high school. I finally got to rebrand it as Lucia Lizares. Of course my mom still uses it to do school stuff and all, but like my brothers have their own, but iconic, it's the Sierra Kai Bestie Space and Space Desires. Yeah, yeah. So
that's hilarious.
And everyone really knew me. Everyone actually thought that was my real name.
No.
Girl, no. That did not once cross my mind.
Someone asked me, is that your real name? I was like, hello. So
the Sierra Kai Bestie. Iconic.
It's like Space and like, Space Desires.
Yes. That name was hidden in the corner of my brain. Like, I didn't remember it until you mentioned it.
Same. Hard same.
I was so embarrassed of it before, but it's honestly become such a just a funny joke now. Something to look back to.
But your brothers have their own Facebook, na, diba?
Yeah, when they both entered already high school and they were changing schools, we decided also. My mom was like, okay, I'll allow you to have your own Facebook.
Good.
That's she good. Definitely did not say it like that, knowing her.
No, she did. She was like, yeah, you can make your own Facebook now.
Yeah, there.
You're old enough.
Because my mom was very strict.
It was more firm.
My mom was very strict with social media. Like, I made Instagram behind her back, and she, like, discovered somehow.
Oh.
And I was so scared. This was first year of high school, so I was like... Yeah. But when my brothers made, she was just, like, chill about it. So I was just like...
Of course. Oh, the boys. Standards. Of course.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. See, speaking
so
of your brothers,
social media, no?
How are you alone?
Just some, what do you say? How do you say this? Information. Guys, I'm home alone. I won't. That's it. I'm home alone because someone might
she's
actually
technically,
rob me.
Okay.
I don't want to.
For the, yeah, she's not home alone. There are people in her house, but she's the only, like...
Yeah, I have the house helpers and all, but I'm really alone, like, no family, because my brothers have left the country to go to school, and my parents have dropped them off separately. That's why I'm home. Yes.
And what has she done? She's cleaned the whole house.
I've supervised the whole house, no joke.
Supervised?
I've had the paintings and the walls clean. Someone came yesterday to fix the gate, finally, again. I had it fixed.
Again?
It wasn't fixed when we went there.
Tuesday, it wasn't fixed. I got mad at the guy, so I told him.
Yes, we saw. We saw. We witnessed.
Yeah,
he
came like
Lucy
Tuesday,
stands.
Wednesday, Saturday.
Oh,
and
wow.
It finally got fixed. So
incompetence.
I've just been doing house stuff. So yes, thank you. Thank you for asking that. And these lovely ladies have visited me already.
Yes.
To keep me company.
Oh my gosh, to the listeners, Lucy drove us.
Yeah, it was
we,
very
we bought
pleasant.
Ice cream. We bought one pint of ice cream and Lucy drove us to get it. And we were like, oh Lord, please. Please bless
us
on this
day. It was
very
great.
Day.
I'm
yeah,
not a bad
very
driver.
Good.
I'm
yeah,
not
you're
a bad
not.
Driver.
You're very good. There, if we listen to the past episodes where you say you're like really scared of driving because you might go like, ah, you didn't. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. See,
it was good.
We're all developing. Yeah. Growth. Here's to self-growth.
Lucy
I actually drove again
cooked.
Today.
Oh,
you
wow.
did? Where did you
Sorry,
go?
Yes. No, I just dropped Manang somewhere. Oh. Inside the village lang naman, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
La kwachera kasi siya eh.
Lucy also
okay, but
cooked
yes.
for us.
Mm. Yeah, we had like a very nice Lucy lunch with tacos. And
no, but you all helped, so it was Moscato. A team effort. Everyone cooked.
Yeah, we assisted.
Yeah, we were sous chefs. We were chefing away.
Chefing.
It was fun.
Yeah, very fun.
Great.
Very good. Could have had more spices, but it was good.
I know, but for some reason it was like, I apologize.
No, honestly, I'm fine. Like, I'm not a spicy girl. But one thing I will remember always is the avocado that Lucy bought. That
oh
was
my god.
That was rock hard. And then Lucy was
she
like,
was not
it's
ready.
Okay.
It's rock hard up to now, guys. It's up to now.
No.
I tested every day just to check it's still rock hard, guys.
Ang tagal.
Sorry, I really don't know what is ripe and not with fruits.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Hard is not good. For the most part.
Not yet, not yet. Not she's not ready yet. Hmm, what else has happened?
She's
oh, we started school.
Yes.
Again.
Ju and I started again. Again. For the last time.
For the last time. The first semester of senior year has begun. And she's on site!
Ah! Yeah, fully on site, you guys. You guys are lucky. Oh my god.
Fully. It's like hybrid. I have an online class, but then my other classes are on site now. Yeah,
same. Like 1/3 of my classes are still online.
Yeah. It's fine. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a vibe because I think all of my professors are millennials.
Oh, that's so good for you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Young and understanding. Yep.
That's cute. How was it? How was your first week, Ju?
Oh, my first week. What happened on the first week? Oh, well, the first week also was like a lot because I just directly came out of ORSEM. The day before, like the last day before school started was ORSEM, and we went drinking after it was done. So imagine coming home at midnight and then just being like, I have to go to school the next day, but I'm gonna see all these people again, so that's really fun. So that was a nice motivator, I guess. And then my profs, because I on the first day of school I only met 2 profs in person palang. I have 4 classes and then one of them's online, so the other prof kasi has a situation at home, so she's coming in this week palang. So I met 2 of them, and then they're like vibes, very good vibes, you know, like engaging lectures, which is so relieving because after 2 years, imagine just like the boring online lectures, and then the profs you have on site are like actually really good. And I'm like, thank God. Good choices. And batch 1 from the Enlistment Gods have blessed me this semester. So, yeah. She's a vibe. I love seeing people again. That's the best part for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so funny, though. Because when you meet people for the first time in person, even though you met them online, it's like, they're like, hey, Ju, it's so-and-so. And I'm like,
huh?
I'm sorry? And then they're like, from or like they put down their mask and I'm like, oh my god! And then it's a whole moment and it's so
not
hilarious.
To be rude, but who are you?
Yeah! I look at their IDs pa. I'm like, wait. Oh, you!
Yeah. It's not really being rude, guys. It's just we really can't distinguish faces.
I know.
On, so
I'm so horrible.
We apologize
now.
In advance.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. What about you, Concho? How was your first week?
Yeah,
like?
How was your first week?
Dude, what I don't
units
know, honestly.
Do you have again?
I think I have 18, which is the least amount I've ever had all throughout college. So I'm very happy.
The fun dog.
But I have very mixed feelings about
slowly
it.
Slowly getting darker.
Like, yeah. I have not done, like, proper, like, a full-on study session because my attention span is so short now. Like, it's, I don't know, I drive to school, so I'm extra tired, and I'm in school a lot because I have classes in the morning, and then I have, like, track training late afternoon. So, I don't know. It's just, for me, I don't know if I love it yet, but we'll see. And all of my classes, because they're, like, pura majors na, and they're, like, so we met last week. This week, we're expected to, like, have full-blown proposals already for our projects, and, like, I don't know. It's not fun. It's really not.
I feel like it's a whole adjustment curve.
It is.
Right now.
It is. Like, I feel like a freshman again. And okay, sorry, another topic. Speaking
Let's
of
talk
freshmen,
about them.
Let's talk about freshies. Sorry. I mean,
no, sorry, not just freshies. Freshie sophomores and juniors. No offense, ha, to those who are freshies, sophomores, and juniors and from Ateneo who are listening right now, but don't block the hallway.
Yes.
Ay, nako.
Like, there's a TikTok that went viral and she got so much hate. Like, she was saying exactly the same thing, like, don't block the hallways.
Yeah.
But she got so much hate. Did you see that TikTok? Did I send it to you
guys? I don't think you sent it. I think I saw it. But then I didn't watch it.
But it was honest naman what she was saying.
Yeah, and like, she had to disclaim that, you know, even though she says, excuse me, like, nicely, like, these people would still be blocking the hallways, which is, like, why? I don't know, like, I'm quite annoyed, frustrated, but I understand. Maybe we were once like them.
We were. me and some of my blockmates actually on the first day of class, we bumped into each other, like we were probably a group of seven, and then we blocked like half of SecWalk, and I was like, ah, this is exactly what freshman year feels like. But there weren't people passing naman at the time, don't worry. So we were blocking, we were like in the pathway, but then people weren't, we weren't disruptive, so it was fine.
But can I ask, like, why are they blocking? Are they just like really just standing in the middle of the hall, or just like they don't know where to go?
Yeah, and they're talking to like friends, or like it's trying to figure out where to go. Yeah, also slow.
Or they're looking, like they're lost pa, looking for the building. Like, someone was saying to me also, na like, you know how we have the blue passes and you have to get it scanned when you enter a specific building? Some of them don't have it ready when they're at the the like the guard na. So my friend was saying, oh my god, I'm bag. So <wala lang. laughs>
like right in front of them, like
no he said it to me like when you were in class. You know what they'll learn.
It was just the first week.
It's a, like, it's a part, it's the part of the journey.
Yeah. Oh my god, there's this girl who, I was walking with two of my other friends. There's this girl who asked me where this place was, and I completely blanked. Like, I was so embarrassed. So luckily one of my other friends knew where that place was. But like, I was pulling up my map on my phone because I saved the map.
Your map. Like,
from RSEM. And then it wasn't even there, so I was like, where is this place? And yeah, I guess.
What place was that?
Escalier Hall.
Well, you've really only been on campus, like...
I remember now.
Before all of this, you were really on campus for, like, less than two sems. Like, a sem and, like, a half a sem. Not even, so, like...
Yeah, exactly.
At one point, but also, we'll probably be lost, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, you guys, because mine was just a building. You can't get lost in a building.
Yeah.
Oh, really? One building ka lang for all your classes?
Yeah, one building, and it only like traverses from the ground to the fifth floor. That's it.
You've had to go to like, what was that class, surveying or something?
We start in the classroom, and then we move outside.
The only time I probably
had to go like outside was like the auditorium, and but that was easy to find. I really don't need to go from different buildings. It's just one building talaga, and the rooms are numbered. So, and sometimes your classes are like tuloy-tuloy in that one classroom. So
it's not horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like
That's good.
So, I think of it naman also, we spend so much time doing one thing, and it's so hard to move from one with the other to the other with so many materials also.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
that's
yeah. Okay, gets.
Yeah. There are a lot of stuff. For me, I like the walk often times, but then lately it's been raining. Like, when I walk, both times I've walked from Bell to Soksay, which are my two classes, natuloy-tuloy, it rained. And, like, why?
The weather's so bad.
I know, it's thundering outside right now as we speak. Thundering.
Yeah.
But is it hot in campus? Is it hot, by the way? Because you're a fan. No.
No, most of my classrooms are aircon. Most of them are SOM CTC, which are aircon. So
mine aren't, but it's like it's Presco, so it doesn't feel bad. Also, my clothes are typically like sleeveless, so very fan friendly. Open window friendly.
Weather friendly.
Weather friendly. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think, okay, one thing I wanted to bring up also is my wardrobe for college has completely changed. Like, I've become so much more corporate. Because my profs have like, dress codes. Because they're like business classes. So there's this expectation to look sort of corporate. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just,
okay.
It's kind of horrible. Yeah. But whatever.
No, but you have a distinct style also.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess. Yeah. Okay, one thing I wanted to bring up with you guys also, maybe last na to. Like, have you heard about the recent kidnappings around the country?
Where?
Huh? No. Guys.
I heard that one of the Robinsons. Or is that not a kidnapping? I'm sorry. I know I should be more aware of these things, but I haven't really.
Dude, there are like threads on Twitter, like where these incidents happen and like what to look out for and like tips on how to like go about it. It's so bad. Like, there's so many kidnappings happening now, and it's like, I don't want to walk alone.
And these are like young girls, like girls.
No, man. Like, it's mixed, like grown people.
Oh my god.
Yeah, also like young girls. Okay. Too. Yeah.
So
I think
please stay vigilant, guys. Please be careful with your surroundings.
Yeah. Be mindful.
I should honestly read up on that. I feel so bad that I haven't paid attention to that. Oh my god.
Yeah. I will like send you guys stuff to like read up on. But essentially, like, one tip, like, you know, you have like emergency contacts on your phone, like, really use that. So,
Yes. I saw someone on how to also include, like, what was that? Yung mga LGUs. LGUs, and like, if ever you put the emergency contact, it also reaches them. So,
mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, please stay safe. Scary world.
Yeah.
Can't believe you guys didn't see that yet. That's all that's in my news feed from like local news this week.
Oh. I don't know why I haven't.
Just don't walk alone. Don't be alone.
Have a buddy. Buddy system for life.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I ended on a really like low note.
She was like, okay, last one. Do you know about this?
It's good. No, it's okay. Thanks for informing, because I wasn't aware about that also. But yes, I think you can hear the thunder. Ah, there
it is. It's getting louder. Yep.
Yeah. And that's our signal.
That's our signal, because the rain, it's been thundering all for the last 20 minutes. Yeah, thank you for listening to this episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. Go find us at Girl Talk Unsupervised on Instagram, and you can find me there as well at jumarch_.
You can find me on Instagram as well at Lucia Lazarus.
And me on Instagram at Sophie_Concho. Thanks for listening. Give your girlfriends a big old hug, because we love women.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Stay safe, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.